I had a couple of requests on Twitter today, and I've decided to try and do something about them. One was for me to recreate the sound effects that I did for a classic big block V8, an American V8 engine, starting up and ticking over, which I did on the scrap heap, I don't know when, a long time ago. And the other one for what an electric car sounds like. So I'm going to try and do that for you today here on the lovely Audio Boo Boo. So this, I'll try and do the V8. It's going to be embarrassing because I haven't done it for a long time. Okay, so imagine you're in a car park of an American diner, and there's something like a Dodge Challenger or a Ford Mustang with a big block engine. I'm talking large V8. So, yes, that will have used half a gallon of petrol. In fact, interestingly, I got a tweet yesterday from a woman I know who is driving some sort of Aston Martin through Germany. And the most she's managing to get from this spectacular and beautiful, there's no way you can criticise it, exquisitely engineered piece of British technology, the most she can get is about 15 miles to the gallon if she doesn't go too fast. Goes down to about 10 if you hammer it along the Das Autobahn. Anyway, that was the V8, and now the electric car. Okay, so that was my impression of a V8. I'm now going to give you a genuine technological impression of what it's like to drive an electric car. So I'm sitting in a lay-by of a road in Gloucestershire. I'm just checking that the road is clear, being very safe, and I will now put the vehicle into drive. That was that little noise then, and now I will accelerate. These tyres did skid a little bit there because there is a lot of power in this car. We're now doing 60 miles an hour, and that is the speed limit on this particular section of the Queen's Highway. So that is as fast as I'm going to go. So that is what it sounds like to accelerate from 0 to 60 in a Nissan Leaf, completely bog-standard Nissan Leaf. It hasn't been tuned up. So I'm now doing, I'll let it slow down to 45, so you can hear what it sounds like when it accelerates. So now we're doing 40, foot hard down again. Now we're doing 60, so it does it that quickly. So it's not quite as dramatic. I would be the first to admit that it's not as dramatic as having a big block V8 engine with a big fat exhaust pipe out of the back. I'm not going to pretend that at all. It's a very undramatic vehicle to drive. I'll just restate the statistics that I know just from experience. So I got a bit interrupted then, the phone rang. Very complicated when you are driving hands-free, doing an audio boo, and then the phone rings and everything cuts out and it automatically goes to the phone. Brilliant piece of technology that Audio Boo have developed, totally behind it, 100%. My audio books are available on Audio Boo. Ooh, I've just done a plug. That's very cheap and tacky. So, yes, what I was saying was this vehicle has done 22,771 miles as I speak, and at a total cost that we've estimated, we've got a fairly good idea what it is. It is around about £375 to drive those 22,771. This is a statistic that has been gone into in great detail due to the fact that I'm a kind of guinea pig for both Nissan and British Gas, and my meters on my wall have been read very carefully. I have solar panels, as some listeners will know. So the total expenditure from my electricity bill, the increase, has been about £375 to do that distance. To give that, put that in proportion, a sort of super cheap two-seater smart diesel, tiny little thing, it would cost you about £1,100 to drive that distance. That would be the very cheapest car. The average car, about £2,500 to drive that distance. A Range Rover, which I always like to point out, will cost about £11,900 to drive that distance. And I would think a big block V8 muscle car, American muscle car, will be around the £12,000 to drive that distance. 22, getting on for 23,000 miles. So fuel costs, just on fuel costs, it is a little bit cheaper to drive electric. And that's really all I was saying. and there's lots and lots of other aspects to the argument, and I'm sure I'll hear some of them. I generally do about 5 times a minute. But that is a simple fact. There we go. So, that is all. That is all from me. Bye-bye. Boo-boo.